Welcome to today's episode here on Life Seasons of Change and Renewal, where we explore the incredible intersections of spirituality and psychology in everyday life. Today's topic is warm. It's all about love and its profound impact on mental health. Whether in a romantic or platonic relationship, the benefits of love stretch far beyond just feeling good. Absolutely, it's not just about feeling happy or content. We're going to dive into how love can significantly improve mental health, enhance emotional stability, and even play a pivotal role in treating mental illness. Let's start with the basics. Being in love, supportive relationship, fosters a blissful mindset and offers a therapeutic effect on mental health. Research has shown that individuals in healthy relationships often feel protected, empowered, confident. They enjoy the benefits of trust, safety, mutual respect, and good communication. And it doesn't stop there. These relationships contribute to happiness, self-worth, healthy habits, increased resilience, and vital emotional support. Now, as we dive into the love psychology, the connection between love and mental health is emotional and physical. That's right. Love reduces stress levels, lowers blood pressure, improves sleep quality, the comfort of touch, and the security of sleeping beside someone can have a calming effect on the body. And during tough times, love provides comfort and anxiety relief. It encourages a sense of well-being and becomes a crucial source of support. Moving on to something quite impactful, the role of love in treating mental illness. When someone receives a diagnosis, having a loving partner or friend can make a world of difference. These partners aren't just bystanders, but are actively involved in the treatment process. They help manage medications, provide crucial information to healthcare providers, or offer emotional support, grounding in understanding and trust. It's all about creating a safe space when individuals can express their emotions and fears without judgment, which helps foster a deeper connection and in turn boosts or increases your mental wellness. Being in love is a wonderful thing. And as we talked about, as I mentioned earlier, when we think of love, most people think of a relationship. However, being in a platonic relationship, regardless of one's sexual orientation, age, race, or any of those things, being in a relationship with someone, having someone you can turn to in a time of need, having someone to hold your hand, having someone just to cuddle next to you, having someone just to be able to call when your day is not going right, can do wonders for your mental health, your spiritual health, and your physical health. You can go to online and just look up the benefits of being in a loving relationship and just find a plethora of information out there regarding how beneficial it is to be in it. But I want to remind you that love doesn't have to be something that's romantic. Having a good friend, once again, can be just as important, if not more important, than being in a romantic relationship. Just having that person there for you on a day-to-day basis can be an amazing thing. And let's not just leave it to the two-leggeds that walk around. Once again, we don't have to leave it to just the two-legged variety. Having an animal is also important, especially if you live alone, live in a rural area, or even a big city. Having someone or something to come home to is an amazing thing after a long day of work. Coming home and having a dog that wags its tail to welcome you home, or a cat that can come and just sit with you on the couch and purr. What a blessing to have a companion. Whether it's the two-legged kind or the four-legged kind, whether it's a dog, a cat, or a hamster, We're designed to have love in our life, and we seek to want to be loved. And you can find that love in so many healthy ways, whether it's through a friend, through a coworker, through a romantic relationship, or even someone nice and fuzzy. As I mentioned, not only does it help you in your emotional and mental health, but just take time to Google the physical aspects of love and how being able to cuddle with someone at night can calm your anxiety, can make you feel safe. And this is regardless of one's gender. This is not a men keep women safe. Because, you know, as a male, sometimes it's nice to have your wife next to you or your girlfriend or a significant other, because it can give you a sense of feeling safe and secure. It can make you just feel love, which in turn drops your blood pressure, your anxiety, and overall increases your physical health. Even if given a diagnosis of something, knowing that you have a loved one there with you can help you to overcome so many things that we encounter in life. As we go through this journey called life, sometimes the love that we seek from others, we may not always receive, whether that's from our parents, our siblings, or any other person that we think we should have received love from. But the world is robust, and there's many ways for us to receive love from each other, and being spiritually grounded, having a relationship with God, helps us to feel loved. So go out there and just enjoy this world, enjoy what it has for you. As we wrap up today's episode, let's remember to cherish and nurture the loving relationships in our lives. They're a source of joy and a powerful ally to you in our journey towards mental health and fulfillment. Thank you for tuning in to Life Season of Change and Renewal. Make sure you join us next time for more uplifting and encouraging words. Until then, take care of your mind, cherish your relationships, and spread love. Goodbye.